This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. When examining the rise of evil in our society, the rise of left-wing intolerance, bigotry, hatred against white people, hatred against Christians, hatred against conservatives, you have to keep in mind, and this is really the point of this podcast, we have to keep in mind that this is not just a battle between right versus left or good versus evil. It's a battle, it's a spiritual battle of God versus Satan. It really is. That's what's driving this. And it's important to remember that the elements that are written in the Bible for the end times are predictive, and that they were, the best way to describe this is that the words in the book of Revelation describe events that are yet to come, but events that were already foreseen by God and that were then transcribed into the mind of the, you know, the prophets who wrote that book, and that they weren't science fiction authors. They were transcribing the word of God. And God, as a power that sees beyond time and isn't limited by time, because God is really the creative force of the universe that created the universe and can see throughout all space and all time, God has already seen what is about to occur that to us is only a linear path. We have yet to experience that, but God has already seen it. He's already seen all futures. And he can see across the past, the present, and the future. And so the warning in the book of Revelation is a warning about, I believe, the most likely future that we are to experience. And yet, see, I think when even when God sees all the futures that are possible, he's telling us in the book of Revelation the most likely future. But because we have free will, we can make alterations to that future. In other words, the big events of the book of Revelation are definitely going to happen. The big events, you know, the world becomes incredibly evil and immoral. There's the rise of the Antichrist figure, who is, by the way, going to be a left-wing liberal globalist who teaches people to abort their babies and transgenderism and all that stuff. This Antichrist figure is already described in the Bible as being that way. So that's going to happen. And yes, there are going to be, you know, meteors that fall out of the sky. There's going to be a radioactive poisoning of, I think, a third of the water on Earth will be poisoned with radioactivity due to a meteor that brings radioisotopes to Earth. There will be all the grass will be burned across the Earth because of meteors striking the Earth. And I think a third of the trees or something like that. A third of the ships in the oceans will be destroyed because a meteor will strike the ocean and it will send tidal waves across the ocean, and that will destroy a third of the ships, and so on. These are describing real events, okay, that meteors that are already on the way, that are already on the way to Earth, will intersect Earth at a specific time. And how does God know they're on the way? Because God put them in play. God sent them. And they are meant to destroy evil, to bring in a change of ages in which evil will be destroyed. And it looks like you and I are going to live through these events, or perhaps be destroyed by them, because a lot of people will die, innocent people. But the Bible says that if you are on the side of God, it doesn't matter if your body dies in this epic battle, your soul will be saved for eternity. And if you stand against God, however, if you accept the mark of the beast, which will be some kind of a microchip, an RFID chip, or a tattoo that allows you to engage in e-commerce or whatever, you know, it's coming. It'll probably be released by Apple. You know, don't forget that Apple, the very first computer that they released, back in the, I think it was the late 70s, the very first Apple computer,
the price was $666.66. That was the first computer price. And the symbol of Apple, the apple with the bite out of it, is the symbol of evil overtaking Eve in the Garden of Eden. So Apple was founded from the start to be incredibly evil, to be a force of evil, and to trap people into their iPhones, which is a tracking and surveillance system and a Mark of the Beast e-commerce system to come. And this is why Apple, by the way, banned our app. The Natural News app was banned by Apple for a number of reasons. But one of the things they cited was our articles exposing Satanism in Hollywood, as well as our articles on abortion and vaccines and so on. But they absolutely did not want us to expose Satanism. So Apple has been defending Satanism as well as communist China. Well, what all this has to do with is the end times. The end times are now upon us. They are beginning. And in addition to your preparations for food and gold and silver and water filters and all these things, you'd better get prepared spiritually. You'd better pray to God, literally pray to God for forgiveness and for the divine protection of your soul during this dark, dark era of human suffering and destruction at the hands of demonic left-wing forces. And make no mistake that these prominent leftists who run the tech giants like Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey, they are actual satanic demons who occupy human-looking bodies. They're actual demons. And they are demons in human form who are here to enslave and destroy humanity. And demons on the left, they promote abortion, they promote transgenderism, they promote murdering people based on the color of their skin. They talk about murdering whites. They are anti-Christian. And many of these demonic, you know, / democratic governors, the reason they shut down churches during the COVID-19 pandemic was because they did not want people to be able to praise God during the pandemic. While meanwhile, they left open the abortion centers, the whorehouses, the porn shops, you know, the bars, whatever sins people were attracted to in society, they left those open, but you could not go to a church and praise God because they said that you would spread the disease and you couldn't congregate in groups of people. But then as soon as George Floyd was killed, then they said, oh, never mind, it's okay to protest as long as you're protesting for Black Lives Matter. So we know that they were just completely full of bunk in the first place. They were never really telling the truth about social distancing from day one. But don't forget the spiritual aspect of this war, because the only thing that's going to save you in the end here is God. Trump isn't going to save humanity. Trump is working against forces of evil, but he alone cannot save you. He is not your savior. He is not God. He's one person fighting against the deep state and trying to expose the swamp. But the swamp will, for a period of time, become so powerful, will become the global force of evil through the Antichrist, will become so powerful that anyone who does not bow down and worship this figure will be completely cut off from society. You won't be able to engage in commerce. You won't be able to have a bank account. You won't be able to buy or sell anything. You won't be able to probably own property. You won't be able to move through society on public transportation. You know, there'll be a social scoring system, all that. The demonic Antichrist forces will be seemingly all-powerful for a temporary period of time. But in the end, God strikes down Satan in the blink of an eye. I forgot exactly what is said in the book of Revelation, but God strikes down, like Jesus returns and strikes down the forces of evil, like in a single breath or something like that. Some of you probably know scripture better than I do. But all that evil is defeated just like that, in a moment. And what that means is we are going to witness the complete evaporation or disintegration of all of those radical left-wing lunatics who are steeped in evil, all of the heads of the tech giants like Jack Dorsey will literally be disintegrated at a cellular level in a moment's notice. He will cease to exist. All of the evil in the world will cease to exist in a moment's notice. And all of us who have accepted Jesus Christ and prayed to God and accepted this important force for good, which is the creator of our universe, all of us who have accepted him will be spared. And if you look at the Bible in a serious academic way, you discover that it's not just a book about history written in the past. It's a book that was written in the past about the future to come, future that has now already come to pass in many ways, and the early predictions of the Bible have been proven true hundreds of times. In other words, at the time the Bible was written, the authors never could have known what was yet to come to pass, but those events did come to pass, proving that whoever was the force behind the Bible had foreknowledge of human events yet to come. That force is God. And the so-called authors of the Bible were just transcribers who wrote it down, that God spoke to them through a voice, through their mind, through their consciousness, and they wrote it down. And that's why this is a document worth studying. Now, it was written in the language, in old, you know, original Hebrew in the Old Testament, for example, that many of the words that we use today, like, oh, Google, did not exist back then. So they couldn't just write back then that Google is the Antichrist evil that's going to enslave humanity. So instead, they described it in terms of, oh, there will be a mark, you know, placed upon your hand or your forehead. And if you accept that, you'll be allowed to engage in buying and selling. Basically, they're describing, you know, an electronically activated commerce, like globalist run cryptocurrency system that Google will likely be involved in. That's what they're describing, but they couldn't use those terms back in the Old Testament because, you know, electricity didn't even exist. So you have to interpret across time in order to understand what's coming. But some of the language is very clear, like, you know, giant rocks are going to fall out of the sky and land in the ocean and destroy a third of the ships. You know, giant fires, a mountain will come out of the sky and land in the sea. And, you know, wormwood, you know, radiation poisoning will poison a third of the water. And, you know, back when this was written, they didn't know what radiation poisoning was. The whole Western world didn't know about radiation poisoning until just the last 150 years or so, roughly. So, you know, thousands of years ago, they didn't know about radiation poisoning. So take a new look at the book of Revelation. Take a new look. There's a lot of wisdom in there, and there's a lot that's coming that has been foretold. And we would be wise to be ready because this is the epic battle of good versus evil. And evil is rising. Evil is rising. And it's becoming more powerful, as you see through media and big tech and, you know, Black Lives Matter and Antifa and so on. They are demonic, antichrist, evil forces, and they are getting stronger for a temporary period of time. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, with a little bit of a Bible reference. I'm not a Bible scholar, but it's worth looking into. That's all I'm saying. Thank you for listening. You can check out more of my podcasts at brighteon.com.